A couple of years back, there was a lot of buzz about an independently produced and distributed New Age-oriented documentary film called Thrive. Shared mostly through in-home screenings rather than theatrical showings, the film enjoyed enthusiastic word-of-mouth promotion, but received little critical attention. An exception to that came from Georgia Kelly, executive director of Sonoma's Praxis Peace Institute. Her concerns were decidedly more philosophic than cinematic.
A few of us in our Praxis Peace Institute book club had seen it and were alarmed by the extreme libertarian tone of the film, which wasn't apparent until the last 15 minutes. And that got us thinking about it and thinking about writing a response to it.
That response was initially published on the Praxis website. It has since been expanded into a full book, Uncivil Liberties, Deconstructing Libertarianism. One of its starting points, Kelly says, is a critical examination of some of the cultural myths common in America. That was written by Barry Spector, author of Madness at the Gates of the City, The Myth of American Innocence.
He talks about the American myths and how they've supported this rugged individualism, the lone hero who comes in and saves the day and leaves, and how this mythology has prepared the way for an extreme right-wing take on our politics.
Kelly edited the anthology of analyses from six different writers, which also includes a key chapter from Gus de Zariga, an independent political scientist and writer in Sebastopol. Himself a former youthful adherent to that school of thought, Zariga writes that libertarians' original principles have undergone some marked shifts in recent years, changes that have not been widely recognized.
The basic idea is all voluntary actions between consenting adults should be allowed, period. On the other hand, libertarians over time increasingly see that as mostly possible within the realm of laissez-faire capitalism with rigid property rights. And as a consequence, in practice, libertarianism has become almost indistinguishable from many radical right organizations such as the Tea Party.
To some degree, these changes were driven by emerging incompatible movements like environmentalism and feminism, though de Zariga contends that economic self-interest played a big part, too. But the result, he says, has been a loss of clarity and a lot of internal contradictions.
Ultimately, libertarianism is an incoherent ideology. They don't understand private property, although they say they base their ideals on it. They don't understand what an individual is, although they say they're individualists. They don't understand what a market is, although they say they're advocates of a free market. And they don't understand what democracy is, although they claim democracy is an enemy of freedom.
Other contributors to the book speak from perspectives of anthropology, labor, and organizational psychology. Altogether, says Kelly, it makes for a unique addition to contemporary political thought and dialogue.
I haven't been able to find any book like this that takes it on the way we have taken it on, deconstructing it from different areas of expertise, taking on some of the ideas that have emerged in the last decade and saying, here's where those ideas would lead.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.